This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. My husband and I are attending a wedding where the ceremony is in one town in the afternoon and the reception is 4 hours later in another town. I have been to another wedding where I attended everything as an out-of-state guest. There were also activities recommended to pass the time in between the schedule. Is there a way to politely only attend the ceremony without offending the bride's family?
I think this is totally not unheard of to want to try to do this. Nowadays, most people tend to go to both ceremony and reception. She describes having been to other out-of-town weddings where things were planned, points of interest were encouraged between the ceremony and the reception, so that if there is more than like an hour of lag time, people have an idea of what they could go do to fulfill that time. All kinds of different reasons for why a ceremony might be at noon and a reception at 6 p.m.
Many.
But this is also why we advise couples to send out information or put it on their wedding website of things to do in between that time, points of interest, just anything that could help a stranger to this area, you know, fill the gap of time. And so I would really suggest that since this couple has not done that for you, that you do a quick Google search of the town where the ceremony is and a town where the reception is. There are tons of very small, inexpensive things that you can think of to go do that are nice, that could kill this time well and have you be able to attend that reception. All of that being said, if what you really want is to not go to this reception, you absolutely can do that. And you reply to the wedding invitation saying, "We are able to come to the ceremony and we are so thrilled. However, we are not able to attend the reception. We hope that you all have a wonderful time and we will be there in spirit." Something like that, to that effect. You can always elaborate on it.
I like where you're going of thinking about what are your baselines? What are your bottom line etiquettes? And I think that the way you word that, sample script is appropriate. You can always excuse yourself from a reception. You can accept an invitation to a ceremony. Mm-hmm. And you are visiting from out of state. There are all kinds of reasons. I don't think you necessarily need to get into them.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah.
So I do think that's an option. And I remind myself that I don't have to do anything. And sometimes knowing those bottom lines can be really helpful for making it easier to then also listen to that other little voice and say, "I don't have to go, but I do think it's nice to support the couple in different ways." I think that while I wouldn't be offended if someone didn't attend the reception, I appreciate the people that do come to the reception with a spirit of celebration and really wanting to share in not just being witnesses to the ceremony itself, but to participate in the celebration about that ceremony and about that event. And that's a really special part of a wedding also.
And as a guest, sometimes you forget how excited the host is for you to experience what they've put together. And it's not just about sharing the celebration with the bride and groom, but it's also about the bride and groom sharing this wonderful party that they've put on with you. And that might tug at that little voice that says, find the way to kill that 4 hours in between and go to the reception. So as you can hear, Dan and I are very much so encouraging you to find a way to go to that reception as best you can. And if you really, truly can't, by all means, go to the ceremony and send your regrets for the reception. But do let the couple know as soon as possible, because they are trying to plan for headcounts and catering and all of that.
As a
final parting thought.
A little refinement.
Please.
Thought. You can always think of your attendance at that reception as something that you're going to keep short. You're going to keep short, keep sweet. You're an
out-of-state
guest. Mm-hmm. You've made a real effort to get there. You don't need to stay till 2 in the morning dancing. You don't need to be the last person off the dance floor.
True.
But you might even be the first person down the buffet line. But I would almost guarantee your attendance will be noted. And if you can figure out a way to minimize the social cost for you or the actual cost in terms of your day, the way Lizzie suggested, I think there are rewards to be reaped from that. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.